guys, just a quick video for you. I'm actually going to compare a couple of flash heads or speed lights that I've got at the moment. A Canon 430 EX2 and a YN460. And just quickly, remember the white balance video that I did? Excuse the cold that I've got. If we notice here, this video camera is actually set to tungsten white balance, so typical indoor lighting, household bulbs. And we're actually in the kitchen, which has got daylight coming through at the moment. So it all looks rather blue and cold. Okay, that's the effect of having the wrong white balance set. So if we go into this room, we see it's the colour warms up quite a bit. Okay, there is a hint of daylight coming in from that window there. If you notice, it's cooler in that corner than it is in the rest of the room. So just a quick add-on from the white balance video. So back to what we're going to do with these. I've got the Canon 500D with the kit lens and battery grip on. Using the Captus V4 wireless trigger, and there's two receivers there. There's one on the Canon 430 EX2, one on the YN460. The settings I'm going to run at, excuse the shaky cam, are, as you can see here, and the camera's not going to focus, is 1/60th of a second at f22, ISO 100. Okay. Manual focus, so focus on the wall behind where the flash guns are, and it's also shooting in JPEG just for speed on the self timer. Sorry, the camera's losing focus. It's shocking at keeping focus, this thing. Right, okay, so we have now with these, I'm going to shoot the 430 EX2 first. That is currently set at full power. As we can see there, it's on 35mm in terms of the zoom of the head, so that's how far back the head is and the spread of light will be, and that's to match the default setting on the YN460, because you can't zoom the head on this one. Anyway, that's, it's always set at 35mm. Okay, so we'll fire that off. Now the image you see will be underexposed, but it's just to compare which one makes the wall the brightest, basically. Rather unscientific, but we'll fire this off. Well, that's the 430 EX2 on full power. Okay, and then we'll do the same for the YN460. Now, I could meter these with a light meter if I had one, but I don't. And so, rather unscientifically, I'm shooting the flashes into a wall and looking at the histogram. So, we'll bring this one up to full power. Wait until the pilot light goes green on this. And there it is. Give it a few more seconds to make sure the capacitor's up to charge. It doesn't come up to power as quickly as a 430 EX2, but it is a cheaper flash. And we will do the same again. It really doesn't like focusing this thing, does it? Time for a new video camera. Okay, there we go. Boom. And if we have a quick look at these results, what I'm actually looking at on the back of the 500D is, if I can just set this up here, is the histogram on the back. Okay, we can see the second shot there from the YN460. Okay, if we look at the red, green, blue histograms here, that's nearly two stops, well, it's more than two stops under on the blue and the green, and a stop and two thirds on the red channel. So if we now go to the 430 EX2, same exposure settings, see these values haven't changed. Okay, it goes up quite considerably. And so I'll probably say, where are we now? Oops, not that one. There's about a stop difference between the two. These markers generally mean around a stop of light. So yeah, I'd say about a stop. So quite a bit of a difference there between the two. So the 430 EX2 is more powerful. Okay, and it probably can be seen by looking at the luminosity histogram as well. Wrong image, not the one on the bird. There we go, 430 EX2, and then about a stop difference on the YN460. Yeah. So there's quite a difference. So again, only one flash is fired on both of those. Okay. Not too bad. But let's just remember that these are considerably cheaper. You can get a couple of these, probably near to three of those, for the price of just one of these things. So it's just down to your budget, really. So just a quick comparison between the two flash guns.